You're listening to Her Side Hustle, the podcast whose mission is to educate and empower the females out there who are hustling to turn their dreams into a reality. I'm your host, Rachel Burke, a 20-something-year-old on a journey to start a movement. I believe females are absolutely capable of creating wildly profitable and purpose-driven businesses. Join me each Tuesday as we sit down with successful female hustlers and hear all about their journey to becoming a female founder. All you need is a little bit of hustle and a whole lot of heart. Let's hear about her side hustle. Good morning, everybody. I hope you all are having an awesome day so far. I feel like this morning, it's only, what is it? It's 10:26 for me right now, and I feel like I've just accomplished so much in my day. I actually joined a gym last week called F45, and I told my friend who also belongs to the gym that I would go with her this morning. So she likes to go to the 6:30 a.m. classes, and that's definitely kind of early for me. I usually wake up around 6:30 or 7, but I figured, you know, I should go with her. So I got out of bed even though I didn't want to, and I went, and ever since then, I've just been in such a good, positive, just like motivated mood today. So anyways, hope you guys are also in a great mood today, and if you're not, hopefully this episode will, I don't know, bring you a little bit of motivation. Let's get into it. I mentioned on my Instagram that I had a big announcement to make to all of you. And a lot of you made some guesses, but honestly, every single one of you were wrong, which I don't blame you. This is going to be an announcement that I'm sure not a single one of you would be expecting, but I'm really excited to tell you guys all about it today. And before I do get into the announcement, I do want to give you just kind of like a little bit of background so you guys know like where I'm coming from. So as you all know, the main goal for this podcast has been and always will be to motivate and empower every single one of you to start a side hustle, whether it turns into a full-time business or whether it's just a side hustle. It remains a side hustle. You keep your full-time job, or you know, you're a stay-at-home mom, but you have a side hustle, whatever it is. I just want you to get out there and do something if that's what you want and follow those dreams. I've said this before. I think I actually say it in my the intro for this podcast, but I believe that all women are capable of creating wildly profitable businesses. And today, more than ever, we have all the tools and opportunities right in front of us to make it happen. All it takes, honestly, is just moving past that fear of failure and just doing the damn thing. Like, jump in, give it your heart, just work hard. You know, you can do it. And I think that a lot of women are really held back from their dreams. And a lot of people, I think, would assume that it's because of the financial constraints, but that really isn't the reason. So many side hustles require little to no money to start. But really what's holding these women back is the fact that they don't believe in themselves. And I get it. I didn't believe in myself either. But starting this podcast has seriously just opened my eyes and kind of like changed my mindset with everything. Talking to, you know, all the successful females who are on the show and learning about, you know, that the fears that I currently face and have are the same fears that they had too, you know, when they were in my shoes back before they became, you know, a successful business owner. And that's just really comforting. You know, I think that so many of us, we look at other people and we're like, wow, like it's so crazy. It's so cool what they've been able to build, but I could never do that for, you know, X, Y, and Z reasons. But that's not true. So many women, honestly, every single woman that I talk to actually on the show, they all have those same fears, those same thoughts when they're starting out. And that's so normal. It's okay to be afraid, confused on where to start, you know, embarrassed. You don't want people to know about, you know, what you're doing. It's okay. You know, we all start somewhere, and all of the women that I've talked to just kind of show me that you can build that awesome, you know, business that you want to. You just have to, it takes time. Just start doing it. It doesn't have to be perfect when you start out. Just start anywhere and you can do it if that's what you want. So the first goal that I had with this podcast, was really just to give you all the confidence and the motivation to take that leap of faith and just start something that you're passionate about, whatever it may be. Just start it. Just get out there and do it. And then goal number two was to find my own side hustle through this process. I started this podcast, like I said, 2 months ago, and I did not have a side hustle. I was working full-time at a huge corporation. daydreaming about starting my own business. My goal is to leave the corporate world. I think I have had too much coffee because I feel like my heart is like pounding out of my chest right now and I'm tripping up on words, but whatever. Anyways, like I said, I was working for a corporation. Like, I want to have my own business. I really want to quit my corporate job. Oh gosh, I'd love to like this summer, but we'll see how that goes. But anyways, goal number two was to find a side hustle of my own to start through this process. I had no idea what that business would be, honestly. And my hope was that through interviewing all of the incredible women that I've been able to chat with, that I would learn about all the types of side hustles and businesses out there and, you know, opportunities out there in hopes of finding one that I too could, you know, resonate with and that I would love. And guess what? I have found it. I interviewed somebody who shared their business. And after that interview, I finally felt like I found my thing. I immediately signed up for an online course. It was like $1,000 course. So, you know, that just is proof that I was very motivated and excited because I, without hesitation, signed up for that course. I knocked that course out in 2 weeks and I launched a business. And here we are today. That was about 3 weeks ago. And I'm just pumped. And so that is, that's the announcement I have to make. And I will tell you what that business is. So the business that I launched is Bookkeeping by Burke, a boutique bookkeeping company that serves modern females in the online space. And I know some of you are thinking about how lame bookkeeping sounds, and that's okay. You know, not everybody enjoys finances and numbers like I do. But you guys, I seriously am so pumped. If you recall, I received a Bachelor's of Science in Accounting from the University of Maryland back in 2014, and I worked for a Big Four accounting firm in and after college. And I hated the culture, I hated the hours, I hated everything about corporate accounting, so I quit. And I know I've talked about this before in you know, other podcast episodes, but it was not for me. I was not willing to give up my freedom for a job. But I didn't know about virtual bookkeeping at the time. And virtual bookkeeping, after, you know, chatting with Lorianne on the last episode and learning more about it, you know, it really encompasses everything that I love about accounting without the awful corporate aspects that I hated. I get to partner with female small business owners and help them scale their business. I really feel like bookkeeping kind of takes like my accounting background and my passion for helping female entrepreneurs and meshes the two together. And I'm just really excited. I'm motivated. I'm ready to help tons and tons of female entrepreneurs out there who, you know, just need some help understanding their finances and, you know, just get things in order for them and help them, you know, really grow their business and their profit. So with that being said, some of you honestly might be a little bit confused on what a bookkeeper is and why you should hire one. So I did want to just talk a little bit about it. Because there is a lot of confusion with like bookkeeping and accounting and you know, tax preparers and all that. So at a high level, a bookkeeper is somebody that manages and records all of the day-to-day financial transactions of a business and ensures that your accounts and your records are accurate and complete and up to date. Now, that might have been like a kind of a lot in one sentence, but it's pretty simple. And I know that, you know, keeping complete and accurate financial records maybe doesn't sound that glamorous, doesn't sound like something that you really want to do as a business owner, but you really can't have a solid business without them. You need bookkeeping in your business to grow and to be successful. It's honestly like a non-negotiable. Whether it's you doing your bookkeeping or somebody else doing it, it has to happen. And bookkeeping is really more about just spreadsheets and software. It really is, like I said, the foundation that will equip you to make intelligent business decisions. So, for example, as a small business owner, you might be paying for expenses on a credit card on a daily basis. These expenses could be online courses or subscriptions like Canva or Calendly, maybe some home office equipment, whatever it may be. Those are all expenses. And then in addition to expenses, you receive income as a business owner. You are selling your products or your services to clients. They are paying you for those products or services. So that's your income. It's extremely important to track all of your expenses and income for many, many reasons. One obvious being you want to know how much you're profiting. And don't confuse revenue with profits. They are not the same thing. So if you are generating, let's say $10,000 a month in sales, but you spend $8,000 a month on expenses. We need to know what your profit is. So that way we can say, okay, you know, we're only profiting $2,000 a month where we really should be profiting $6,000 a month. How can we lower those expenses so that way, you know, we have more money in the business? Your bookkeeper is somebody that can definitely, you know, like help you out with this. So I mentioned this at the beginning that that bookkeepers and accountants are not the same. And while they both deal with financial information and records and they kind of overlap, they are definitely different. And just a hint, you do need both if you can afford it. So to clarify, a bookkeeper, they mainly focus on maintaining accurate and complete financial data. They record and classify a company's daily financial transactions, such as sales, payroll, payments of bills, etc. Their job is to really provide you with timely and digestible information. And then on the other hand, accountants, they build on the information and the reports that is provided to them by the bookkeeper. They're more involved in using that information for more like broader strategic planning, taxes, interpreting your books. So bookkeepers and accountants, they really work hand in hand. And bookkeeping is part of the accounting process, but they do provide you with different services. So now we have that out of the way. I kind of want to talk about some of the benefits of working with a bookkeeper. First, with a bookkeeper, you will have accurate, up-to-date financial statements that provide you with a clear view of your finances. These financial reports will really let you focus on your business strategy and plan for the future. They are critical and they're extremely helpful. They will also help you come tax season. You'll be fully prepared. You'll have all of the documents, information that you need to provide to your tax preparer. You know, there will definitely be less stress come tax season on you. You'll be able to maximize more deductions come tax season because your bookkeeper will kind of help like identify all the deductions that you're able to make. You'll have more time to focus on revenue generating activities rather than spending hours upon hours working on your books each month. And honestly, you'll have peace of mind knowing that your finances are completely taken care of, that you didn't need to do anything, that they're accurate. It'll just make your life a lot easier. Now, I know that a lot of small businesses with financial constraints often wonder if they can handle their own books. And my answer to that is yes, but there will come a time when it doesn't make sense for your business. If you're financially minded and you have a lot of free time on your hands, then yes, sure, you can keep your own books. But honestly, your time and your brain power are better spent growing your business rather than on your books. You know, you didn't start a website design business to spend 20 hours a month on bookkeeping. And a lot of business owners, especially small businesses, they just don't have the time, the energy, the expertise to do their own bookkeeping. And there are tons of different accounting softwares out there. Like think about Xero or QuickBooks or Bench or all the others. And they're really helpful. I mean, that's what I use as a bookkeeper. They're helpful in capturing information, but this software is not going to help you make sense of all the information that it can produce. And even the best software, it can't capture everything. Like entries in Xero are often going to need to be categorized and amended by hand, which, you know, if you don't have that knowledge, then it's going to get messed up. And so that's really one of the like most valuable benefits of working with a bookkeeper. They can they keep all of your financial data in order so an accountant can make accurate strategic decisions for you. Now we've talked about the difference between bookkeepers and accountants. We've also touched on the benefits of a bookkeeper. But I want to talk a little bit about what a bookkeeper actually does on a daily or a monthly basis. So to keep it simple, bookkeepers give you a monthly snapshot of your business's finances. They ensure that data is accurate, that it's comprehensive, so it can inform your financial decisions and strategy. And there are really, I would say, like four main duties that you can expect from your bookkeeper on a monthly basis. First duty is that they categorize transactions. So a bookkeeper will gather all the transactions from your payment processors, maybe Stripe, PayPal, HoneyBook. They'll gather your transactions from your expenses, your payroll, you know, whatever it may be. And then they make sure that every transaction is accounted for and categorized correctly. Next, they will reconcile your bank account. So between all of the credit cards that you may have, all of the bank accounts that you have, any other financial accounts, it's easy for transactions to get either lost or duplicated or otherwise, you know, messed up. And part of a bookkeeper's job is to reconcile all of the transactions for those accounts to ensure that everything agrees and that it's all accurate and accounted for. The bookkeeper will make sure that the balances in your accounting software match up with the actual balances in your accounts and keep an eye on how all of that money is moving. And then in addition, your bookkeeper will prepare key financial statements for your business. So think about like the balance sheet or the profit and loss statement, if you guys have heard of those. Every business needs financial statements on a regular basis, whether you are showing them to the IRS if they come knocking on your door. Hopefully that doesn't happen for any of you, but if it does, you need them. Maybe if you need a loan, you need to show them to some, potential investors maybe, or honestly, they help you make really great financial decisions. A bookkeeper will prepare these documents for you and ensure that, again, they're accurate and that they're complete. You definitely do not want inaccurate financials because it will completely, that's how you make decisions. And if the numbers are off, you're making decisions that could really hurt you. And then lastly, on top of tracking and recording transactions, some bookkeepers will also manage your business's bills and invoices, which often include managing accounts payable and accounts receivable. Now, the work that your bookkeeper performs for you will vary depending on the business. You know, every business is unique, but those are kind of like four pretty standard bookkeeping responsibilities that I'm sure most bookkeepers perform for you. And so one last topic I want to touch on is regarding the cost of bookkeeping. Now, some bookkeeping companies charge by the hour. Some have a flat fee that they charge on a monthly basis. Some even offer quarterly bookkeeping services. Some perform cleanup, setup. Some offer training. There's definitely different ways for bookkeepers to handle pricing and whatnot. But really the point that I want to make is I need you to think of bookkeepers as an investment. Don't just associate a high price tag. They're an investment in your company. Like I said earlier, bookkeeping is the foundation of a business. It is so incredibly important and is not something to skimp on. If you have received a proposal from a bookkeeper and you know you maybe had a little bit of a sticker shock at the price, I get it. I get it. You're a small business. Cash doesn't grow on trees. It's scary. I know. Trust me. I'm with you on that. But I really want to kind of like paint the picture in a different way so that way maybe you can like justify the cost a little bit. So first, your CPA is going to charge you way more than any bookkeeper will when it comes time for a tax season and they have to go in and correct all of your books and your errors. They're going to charge you a lot more than a bookkeeper will. Second, if you head over to salary.com, and you search for a bookkeeper, the medium annual wage for a bookkeeping professional is $44,204. And that equates to about $3,684 a month. Plus add in like taxes, benefits, that puts you over $4,000 a month for a bookkeeping professional. I can guarantee you, your virtual bookkeeper is not going to charge you $4,000 a month for their services. And if they are, good for them because they're probably raking it in. My prices begin around $325 a month and $325 versus the $4,000 that you would spend for a professional bookkeeper if you hired them like on an annual, salary basis. Like that's a huge difference. That is over $3,500 that you would save. So that's a lot. Third, think about all of the time that you spend each month on your bookkeeping tasks. Bookkeeping can be extremely tedious, time-consuming, confusing, stressful for business owners. So let's say you spend 10 hours a month on bookkeeping. Think about the rate you charge for your services. So again, let's say that you are a website designer and you charge $200 an hour for your design services. That's $2,000 a month of revenue that you're missing out on because you don't have a bookkeeper. So the $325 that I would charge versus $2,000 in revenue that you could be getting in, and you're ultimately, it's kind of like you're paying $2,000 a month or you're losing $2,000 a month. That's a huge difference again. And I don't say all of this to like scare you or make you feel bad or make you feel like your finances are on fire. I just want all of you to be insanely successful and I want your business to grow. And I just really don't, I don't want not having a bookkeeper to hold you back. So if you're thinking about having a bookkeeper, just do the math, you know, like don't feel pressured to hire anybody, but just think about it. Think about the time that you're spending each month on your bookkeeping. Think about how you're currently tracking your income and your expenses. And do you feel confident? Are you stressed out? Like what is the benefit of hiring a bookkeeper outsourcing versus doing it yourself? You know, how much are you saving by doing it yourself? But think about, you know, you could be selling more of your services in the time that you spend on your bookkeeping. So I just want you to understand it all. And that way, you know, you'll be able to make informed decisions that are right for your business. So there's kind of like my brief blurb on bookkeeping. Hopefully it all made sense to you guys and resonated with you. Some of you are probably confused and you don't understand, like finances just kind of make you cringe, and that's totally okay. You can always reach out to me, or there's other bookkeepers out there, of course, that you can reach out to. But if any of you listening are actually looking for a bookkeeper, like just get in touch. I would be honored to chat with you and learn more about your business and your needs. I am not here to sell my services to somebody that it's not right for. I am not here to pressure you into hiring me. Like I said, my whole mission is just to really help women and to see women like grow and thrive. And the last thing I want is to take on a customer that is, they're just shelling out money on me and this isn't right for their business. Like I would never force that on you or lead you in the wrong direction. So just keep that in mind. But if this is something that you are interested in, feel free to reach out. You know, we can chat about it. And also, if you mention this podcast to me, I will give you 25% off your first 2 months of bookkeeping services, which that definitely does save you, you know, a good chunk of change. So just as a way to say thank you guys for listening, I really, you know, of course, I appreciate you guys taking time to listen to the podcast on a weekly basis. And the fact that you know, even though finances can sometimes be dry, you made it through this episode with me. To kind of wrap it up, I really am so excited to have started my own bookkeeping business, and I'm really just thankful that this podcast brought this industry to me. My goal for Her Side Hustle is to motivate each and every one of you to start a side hustle and follow your dreams, and I really just hope that you too will find your thing through listening to these podcast episodes and these interviews, hearing about, you know, all of the options and opportunities that are out there, and hoping that you know, one resonates with you guys. So thank you all for listening each week. Thank you for your support. It truly has blown me away. I honestly appreciate every single one of you. The fact that it's only been 2 months and, you know, there's 600 of you that are listening to me on a weekly basis is just awesome. And I am truly, truly honored by it. I hope you guys all have a wonderful day. Go kick ass. And I will talk to you guys next week. Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review so other lady hustlers can find the show. Until next time, keep going.
that conversation as much as I did. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review so other lady hustlers can find the show. Until next time, let's go.